Jalea is very well trained. Ish. She can give one paw and then she gives the other. Literally, I say paw and then other and then she gives the other. She sits, she lies down, she rolls, she spins, which is standing up, and she hugs.
Okay.
I'm trying to teach her jaws, which is I hold up the treat and say jaws so she can jump and catch it.
Like the shark?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're not worried about what the tale of Jaws tells you?
Well, as you know, I have never seen Jaws.
Okay, all right then. Everybody lives happily ever after, then in that case.
Well, as long as the shark is okay, I'm okay.
In Jaws?
Yeah.
Yeah, the shark is fine by the end of Jaws. That's exactly what happens in Jaws. Do you know, in Jaws 4...
Oh my god, there are sequels to Jaws?
Yeah, of course there are. Yeah, there's Jaws... There's Jaws 2, there's Jaws 3D, because that one was in the third dimension, and there's Jaws 4. And Jaws 4 has an alternative opening where it's a monologue, a voiceover, written and broadcast before, like a cold open, basically.
Okay.
Over the opening credits. And the voiceover basically goes, you know... Sometimes, things just don't make sense. Hello, you're listening to Brazil Nuts, an insane journey through the world of Brazilian politics, with your host Larissa Peixoto, political scientist, and Garrett Davis, the man who makes Farmer Bro look like Farmer Giles. Coming up on this episode, Larissa tests her general knowledge about whales. Please remember to rate and review us wherever you rate and review things. Maybe you're trawling through Netflix looking for something to watch, and you're like, hey, this true crime documentary about the biggest banana heist in Morecambe isn't really flicking my switch. So therefore, you'll get no thumbs from me. But what I'll give all the thumbs to... is Brazil Nuts. It's a podcast. You'd probably like it. Okay, thanks, bye. Have you ever seen Lake Placid?
No.
Lake Placid is about a lake called...
Yeah, I thought so.
Lake Placid?
Yeah.
Not the Lake Placid, it's a different Lake Placid. And in this Lake Placid... there lives a giant crocodile.
Okay.
Okay. And literally, if nobody goes to the lake and gets in the lake and starts swimming around, nothing would happen. But because people keep on doing that, this crocodile just turns up and rump, 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 rump. That's him eating people, by the way. He's not like, you know.
You have to keep that in.
He's not doing a Winston Churchill impression.
You are not allowed to edit this out.
Now. Why is that? Why?
Because you made a crocodile / Winston Churchill impression. That is, mwah, chef's kiss.
Yeah, yeah. It's as if a crocodile and or Winston Churchill were in the room. They sound very similar to each other, really.
Yeah. Was the crocodile smoking a cigar?
Well, if you've ever seen a nature documentary narrated by David Attenborough, yeah, we see... nature's greatest miracle about crocodiles. You will inevitably cut to some footage where there's a crocodile going, we will meet them on the beaches.
Oh my god. Okay, so I want to start this episode with some dumb stuff. Because today we are doing a Welsh Nuts episode. So I'm starting with the curious news of the week.
Okay.
Okay, so this week... this woman decided to create a collective funding campaign to buy off the Centrão, which are the majority of Brazilian politicians and the Chamber of Deputies, to get them to vote for impeachment of Bolsonaro.
Hang on, wait a minute. I don't know if I'm following this correctly, but did you just say somebody started what is essentially a Kickstarter?
Yes, yes.
Right, to intentionally bribe politicians into impeaching Bolsonaro.
Yes.
Go on.
We've talked about the Centrão before in a political parties episode.
Mm-hmm.
The Centrão is the... They wouldn't be your regular moderate parties. They are in the center, but only because they're willing to go wherever the flow is going. So they go where the money is.
Mm. And in this case, the money is on Kickstarter.
That's what she's trying to do. So to illustrate...
This is delicious.
Yeah, this is amazing. To illustrate this campaign, she posted a headline from a newspaper saying the Centrão holds 75 million reais in parliamentary amendments, which is how they spend the Brazilian budget in their constituencies. So that's how Brazilian politicians are quote-unquote bought off legally. So they get the president to give them money for their parliamentary amendments, and they give the president their vote. So it's not corrupt per se, but it's immoral.
Yes, that's very true.
Because they're not voting for impeachment, not because they don't believe that Bolsonaro is a great president. They're not voting for impeachment because they're getting what they need to get reelected.
Yeah.
So this woman started a Kickstarter, basically, in a Brazilian website similar to Kickstarter.
Wait, what's the website called?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think it's maybe a vaquinha, which would be a very hard thing to...
Pronounce? Yes, you're quite right. Yeah, yeah.
No, to explain.
A vaquinha.
So, the literal translation to vaquinha is little cow, and it's a word that means, in Brazilian Portuguese, when people pull their money together to buy one thing.
In this case, a little cow?
No.
Oh.
In this case, the...
The impeachment of Bolsonaro, yeah. But I mean...
Yes.
But I mean, where does the little cow thing come from?
I have no idea on the etymology of... A vaquinha, of the meaning of vaquinha.
Are there community cows in Brazil? This is all I need to know.
No.
Right, okay, fine. Okay, fine. I thought that would be lovely, but that's fine. That's fine. If you wanna dash that dream and hope I had, that's fine. That's okay. You carry on.
Okay. I apologize for hurting your feelings deeply.
So you should as well. I was very excited about the idea of a community cow then, and you just ruined it. Not just for me, though. Not for me, for the listeners as well.
Well, that is one of the pieces of news that, you know, it's blowing our minds this week.
But has it been successful? Have people donated
to
this
thing?
No,
people have donated, but not to the tune of 75 million reais.
Right, how much is 75 million reais?
It's about 10 million pounds.
Right, okay. How much has it raised so far?
Okay, so it is in the Vaquinha website.
There you go, little
Vaquinha.com.br.
Everybody gets
so
a little
far,
cow.
So far, it has raised 5,000 reais.
Which is somewhat shy of 75 million.
Yeah. So in her text, she says, if we are organized, then the 60% of Brazilians who disapprove of the government donate 1 real... We can get enough to buy off the Centrão, isn't that right? And she says that if she can't buy off the Centrão, the money will go for something else that the government should be doing and it isn't, which is buying oxygen for the hospitals that are on the brink of collapse.
Especially those in Manaus.
Yes, Manaus has become pretty much a war zone.
Mm.
But with COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, that's good.
So it's over. The campaign is over.
Ah.
Yeah, I was about to donate, actually, now that I saw her update.
See, now this is the thing, right? You bring this to our table, and then you take it away with in the same move.
Well, I'm not sure if it was open for international donations, but I thought that the way she just was very brazen about it was very funny, but really good. And I thought I'd bring that to our attention.
Excellent.
Now that vaccinations have started in Brazil, Bolsonaro's vaccination card has become confidential for the next 100 years. So there is a good reason why this man should not be president. And there are rumors that one of his sons has gone ahead and gotten a vaccination, even though he is definitely not
at risk.
At risk at all.
Yeah.
At all. There are a lot of people trying to cut in line. There was one mayor of the capital of Rio Grande do Norte in Natal who tried to cut in line, and he said he was going to be the first one to be vaccinated. And then everybody said how terrible that was. And so he said, no, I won't. I'm fine because I've taken ivermectin, so I don't need it. Yeah, it's that bad.
Wow.
Yeah, in smaller towns, this is really going off the rails in terms of people getting vaccinations by cutting in line.
Ooh.
And the last one is there was a training session for the armed forces. They're going to do a training session for safety procedures, so healthcare procedures. And they didn't wear masks, but they still wanted to show off and post the pictures of the safety training, the healthcare training. And so they painted the masks on their faces on paintbrush.
What?
Yeah.
Hang on. What? So they forgot to wear masks, essentially.
They didn't forget. They just
didn't. Oh, all right. Okay, fine. They just didn't wear masks. For whatever reason, they didn't wear masks. And then they realized, you know what? This is probably a bad look if we post these pictures publicly of us doing safety measures while not being, you know, safe.
Like doing CPR on a dummy.
Well, that's very difficult to do if you're wearing a mask, though, to be fair.
No, but there are groups of them. So there's a bunch of people around. There's a group shot of them with the Navy. It's actually not the armed forces, apparently. It's the Navy. With a flag. And you can tell the people, there are two guys wearing real masks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the other ones with black splotches just across their faces. And it's,
why didn't they just go, hang on, lads and ladettes, before we actually issue these pictures to the public, why don't we get Graham? Because I know Graham has a Chromebook with Photoshop on it, right? Okay. Why don't we send it to Graham first? And Graham will be like, yeah, I'll whiz up some masks for you right now. You look fantastic.
That was one of the comments on Twitter. Like, people, this is so sad that the Navy can't afford Photoshop.
Actually, we won't have to bother with any of that shit. I've got some boot polish right here. What I'll do is I'll take my thumb, right? And I will smear it all over your face. Boom. Insta mask. There you go.
And
right there.
There are like close-up photos. So you can see. And they did the whole thing. Like they did a little triangle on top of the nose.
Jesus Christ.
And straps. They took the brush from paintbrush in black. Mm-hmm. And it just covers the entire half of their face. So you can't see. You just see the black paint. It's so obvious that it's paintbrush.
That is bonkers.
It's amazing. And in our show notes, I will be posting those pictures.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And also a how-to guide on MS Paint.
This is why Brazil is nuts. This is why we do this podcast, people. You have to know these things.
Well, I'm very glad. Because I could have gone this week. I'm going to finish this week without knowing either of those two things, and now I do.
Well, no, I would have told them to you before. I didn't, so I could tell them to you on the podcast.
And for that, I appreciate. I really do appreciate that.
So now, that I have gotten this, you know, out of the way. What are we talking about today? Because you're doing the episode.
Well, considering what happened last week, I'm glad you avoided the term off your chest.
Dude!
What?
Don't remind me. Don't remind the listeners.
No, I think the listeners enjoyed it, honestly. The amount of feedback we've got from that particularly is...
What feedback?
Mind-blowing. Well, you don't go to the same forums that I go to, obviously. So, because Larissa couldn't be bothered to research anything this week...
No! Don't say that!
Why not?
Because it's not true.
In what ways? Have you researched anything this week?
No.
Well,
but
then
it wasn't because I couldn't be bothered. You were a very kind person and said, you have a lot going on this week, so let me take the wheel, like Jesus, in the Carrie Underwood song, and I will help you out, and we're going to do a Welsh Nuts. That's what happened.
Right, there is no way that that's making it into the podcast, because I refuse to allow our audience to believe that I, A, know that Carrie Underwood is even a thing. Secondly, that I'm aware of a song called Jesus Take the Wheel.
It has to make it into the podcast.
No,
otherwise,
definitely
I have to say it again differently.
You're not saying it at all.
You were not saying that I didn't research the episode because I couldn't be bothered.
Well, I have, and that's where we are now. So, anyway, because of that...
That's not true. It's not true, everyone.
Because of that, it's like herding cats. What we've decided to do is to turn the tables a wee bit. Indeed. Table turny. But like a old school hip-hop DJ. Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying. Turn the tables on someone is not about hip-hop turntables.
You try telling that to Jam Master Jay.
This is going off the rails.
Bright, just let me do my thing.
Do your thing, but...
My God. See, this is... Do you see what's happening here? The one time we try and do something a little bit different, Larissa just can't let go. She cannot let go. She can't let go of the reins at all. She is such a control freak. Anyway, so what we decided to do is... That, considering that this podcast is all about testing my knowledge of Brazilian politics, or lack thereof, we've decided to test Larissa's knowledge on Wales.
Oh, God.
In the traditional style of my people, which is, of course, a pub quiz. So!
Yay! Do I get shots?
If you wish, yeah. Do you have any?
Should I go get a beer or something?
Yes, do that.
Okay. Alrighty then, I will be having a ginger gin and tonic.
Nice. Okay, are you ready?
I am not, but let's do it anyway.
Okay, well your first task is to come up with a pub team name.
It can't be Brazil Nuts?
No, you have to come up with a pub team name. And then I have to score the pub team name at the end of the quiz to tell you if you've won that as well.
I'm so bad with names of things. Fine. The Wollstonecrafts.
Okay. We'll see in the end if there's anything that beats that. Okay, question number one. Easy one. Just to get you into the flow of things. What creature is on the Welsh flag?
A dragon.
What is the name? This is question number two now. Not what is the name of the dragon, obviously. Because it doesn't have a name. It's a red dragon. Although... He's been known to answer to Barry. Question number two. What is the name of the highest mountain in Wales?
I have no idea.
Would you like a guess?
The Welsh Mountain.
That's right. Yeah, we only have one mountain. And we've named it the Welsh Mountain in English. That's exactly what we've done.
Exactly. I know like three Welsh words.
Okay.
I don't think this mountain... is going to be called Boreda Mountain.
It would be amazing if it went to, wouldn't it? That would be brilliant. Well, what you want to do is you want to take a left when you get to Good Morning Mountain.
Oh, I think you've mentioned this to me. You've talked about this mountain before.
Probably. It's a big mountain. It's the biggest mountain in Wales.
Is it close to Swansea?
No.
Oh, then you haven't mentioned this.
Okay, fine. Okay. That was Mount Snowdon.
Okay, then. I really okay. hadn't heard of this before.
How many castles are there in Wales? 378, 641, or 927?
I'm going to go with the first option, 378.
Nope.
Really?
641.
Can I have one?
Can you have a castle?
Yeah, there's so many.
We give them away, honestly, at this point.
How many are there?
Well, I own three of them, so, you know.
How many?
641.
That was going to be my next guess.
Oh, was it? Yeah, okay. All right.
That's a lot of castles for, you know.
That is a lot of castles, yeah. Who is the patron saint of Wales?
Saint Anthony?
That's right, yeah. The patron saint of Wales is Saint Anthony Soprano.
There is a Saint Anthony.
Yes, but not of Wales.
How am I going to know this?
Because it's kind of important.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Who is the patron saint of Wales?
Well, that would be Saint David.
I knew this.
Or to give him his Welsh name, Dai the Saint.
I knew this. Damn it.
What is the biggest lake in Wales?
Okay, these questions are really mean.
They're not at all, whatsoever.
They're geography. Ask me politics.
Okay. Next one coming up is politics, I promise.
Fine, the biggest lake in Wales. Lake Placid?
No. The biggest lake in Wales is Llyntegid, or Bala Lake. However, there is a monster, apparently, that lives in the lake. Much like the Loch Ness Monster in Llyntegid, there is a monster that lives there called Teggy.
Teggy! Teggy. Like that!
Yeah.
Are there plushies of Teggy?
No. We are terrible marketers, honestly, for most people, generally speaking. And at no point has anybody looked at that and gone, you know what we should do? We should make a cuddly toy out of it.
Yes, of course. Okay, let me try. Llyntegid.
That's Clint, which you got Clint, right, which was really good. That's brilliant. And then Teggid.
Llyntegid. Is that it?
Yeah, sure. It's close enough.
You can't say my name.
Who is the...
At least I got the double L right.
You did. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
Now, who is the First Minister of Wales?
Mark Drakeford.
Mm-hmm. And what is Mark Drakeford's nickname?
You call him Marky Mark.
Why is that?
Because he used to model underwear and get that image out of my head, man.
Number 7. Which actor from Port Talbot won an Oscar for his portrayal of serial killer Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs, Clarice?
Anthony Hopkins is Welsh?
I mean, only in the sense that he's extremely Welsh, yes.
I had no idea.
How could you not know Anthony Hopkins is Welsh?
I just didn't.
Have you ever heard him speak?
Yeah.
He might as well be going around wearing a leak on his lapel and going, oh, blinkin' hell, boyos. He's the Welshest of Welsh people.
I guess I haven't heard him speak outside of movies.
Okay. Anthony Hopkins is very Welsh.
Okay, cool.
And he's from Port Talbot, which is like the next town over from where I live. Port Talbot, right. Okay. I once heard a stand-up comedian describe Port Talbot as the bit on the M4 that looks like you've passed through Mordor. And ever since then, I mean, it's true. It's very true. That's exactly what it looks like.
That's so mean.
But so apt. What is unofficially considered the national sport of Wales?
Unofficially?
Mm-hmm. We officially don't have a national sport.
Oh, then rugby.
Correct. See, yes. you're on 3 for 3 now. Which yellow flower that blooms in spring is closely associated with the Welsh?
Daffodils.
That's right. That's right. A strong flower for a strong nation. Which sea lies to the west of Wales?
The English Sea? The Welsh Sea? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, we need to work on your geography, something mm-hmm. fierce. If you think England is to the west of Wales...
Oh yeah, right, it isn't. It's to the right.
As they call it in geography terms, the east.
So I don't know which sea. The Irish Sea! It's the Irish Sea! It's the Irish Sea!
It is the Irish Sea,
I know
well
this
done.
Because I saw a headline that a little girl lost her ball, her like soccer ball... And it from Ireland, and it arrived in Wales.
Do you know most Welsh myths are based around the idea of the Welsh and the Irish just not liking each other and just having a war, like, constantly?
But that was really adorable, because the person who found the ball in Wales tweeted it. And it was like, I don't remember the little girl's name. He was like, if anyone knows her, her ball arrives in Wales. And then it got tweeted or Facebooked out, and it eventually got to her dad. So that was very cute.
That's a charming story. I love
yeah.
that. Yes, yes. But anyway, back to the serious business of...
Are you keeping score?
Torturing you. At this point, no. But you're not doing... You're doing terribly, so it doesn't matter.
I know.
The Welsh language, Cymraeg, is a member of which wider language group? Also including Gaelic and Cornish.
Wider language group.
Mm.
That includes Gaelic, but it isn't Gaelic.
Mm.
Elvish?
Elvish.
Because I'm trying to remember the word, but I'm not.
Fuck you. No, it is not. Elvish.
No, but it isn't Gaelic. It isn't the group.
We don't live in the fucking Shire.
I know. Well, he didn't. He was inspired by Gaelic languages. Celtic! It's Celtic!
Yes, that's right. It's Celtic.
It came
but you don't
to me.
Get that point for being offensive.
I'm sorry.
What is the name of Wales's rugby stadium in Cardiff called?
It's not Millennium. It's something with an M? Metropolitan? Oh, it slipped my mind. I really knew this one.
Okay. It used to be called the Millennium Stadium, but it's not anymore. It's called the Principality Stadium.
See? I knew there was a P.
That's why you said it's something beginning with M, yeah.
No, because I've seen it called Millennium, but I've seen it called Principality, and then I thought it was Metropolitan.
It makes sense.
You have to be in my brain to have it make sense, but it makes sense to me.
Okay. All right. Which legendary British king is closely associated with Wales, with some suggesting he held his court at Caerleon?
Did you tell me this in our Welsh history episode?
No.
Then I really don't know.
Okay. Legendary.
Oh, King Arthur.
There you go. See?
Yes.
Arthur Pendragon.
I can guess things.
Mm.
I drink and I can guess things.
Yes, indeed. After Cardiff, which city is the second most populous in Wales?
Swansea.
Correct. Well done. And also, which is... there seems to be an added question here, which is the best city in Wales?
Swansea.
I'll have to check the answer. Well, wouldn't you know it? That's correct as well. Which Welsh politician was well known as the founder of the National Health Service, or NHS?
Oh, I'm going to look bad for this. I don't know.
Anadyn Bevan? How long is the Wales coast path? 870 miles, 970 miles, or 1,070 miles? Would you like that in kilometres?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Okay, you can't have it in kilometres because we're talking about Wales.
Okay, then repeat them.
So it was...
8,000 miles?
No, not 8,000 miles. How big do you think Wales is, for God's
sake? I don't know. I don't know miles. Miles makes no sense.
Miles makes perfect sense. Kilometers makes zero sense. Like, how can you go kilometers per hour? That's nonsense. Miles per hour makes sense in that you go, 60 miles per hour means you're traveling a mile a minute.
And you go 45 kilometers an hour. You travel an hour... You travel 45
But how many
kilometers.
How many kilometers is that a minute? It's nonsense. It's a nonsense
I don't care
thing.
About a minute. I care about an hour. If you drive at 45 kilometers an hour...
This is why you'll never live life in the fast lane. How long is the Wales Coast Path? 870 miles, 970 miles, or 1,070 miles?
900?
Well, 900 isn't an option. It's 870 miles, 970 miles, or 1,070
miles. Yeah, 970 miles. Whatever's largest. The biggest one.
Okay, so the biggest one is 1,070 miles.
How? That doesn't make any sense.
What? How does that not make any sense?
Okay, fine.
Hang on. Do you want me to write this down for you?
Yes. Like,
miles isn't this complicated. It's just a number, right? What do you do for a living? You're a scientist. How is this difficult?
Fine, the 1,000 one.
Okay, no. 870 miles.
Oh, come on.
What is the name of the river that flows through Cardiff?
Oh, crap. Cardiff River?
That's right, because much in the same way that we named the single mountain in Wales, the Welsh Mountain, the original settlers in Cardiff looked at the river running through Cardiff and went, well, I have no idea what to call this. What are we going to... I know. I've got it. Boys, lads, I got it. How about we call it the Cardiff River?
Yes, and then you name the town after it.
No.
No? Okay. What's the name of the river?
It's the River Taff. By what name was the famous Welsh singer Tom Jones christened? Hooah! Tom Jones! What you on? My team! That's an impression of Tom Jones on The Voice.
Thomas Jones?
That's very close.
How am I supposed to know this?
So, Tom Jones was christened Thomas Woodward.
Woodward?
Woodward, as in... Not oh, okay. Woodward, as in wood twice. Woodward. Speaking of...
Burning down the house.
Why does Edward Woodward have so many D's in his name?
I don't know.
Because otherwise he'd be Iwawuwa.
Oh my god, you're such an idiot.
Wales has more what per square mile than any other place in the world? Now be very careful with your answer.
I know.
Because if you say sheep, I will call you racist.
I'm not going to say sheep.
Okay, good.
Everything I think of, you're going to take offense.
I probably will, yes.
It's not pubs, because we have that. Although you're using miles and we use kilometers.
And as we've already discovered, the conversion of that can be very tricky, apparently.
It is to do it by, you know, by without a calculator. I don't know.
Guess something, anything.
What does whale have, Wales has, that is more per square miles than any other country? Daffodils.
No.
I had to guess. And if I said beer or potatoes, you're going to be mad at me.
Potatoes?
I don't know.
We're not Irish.
You're going to tell me that you don't eat a lot of potatoes?
Not compared to some, no.
Fine, I'm not saying compared to some.
Yes, but this is what Wales has more of than any other place in the world per square mile.
Castles!
I'm sorry?
Castles.
Say that one more time.
Castles.
Wow, we have a winner.
Really? I got it?
You got that right, yeah. Yeah,
yes!
I thought there was no hope. No hope of you getting that right, but no, yeah, you did. Oh, yeah.
I did think that there was a lot of castles for a smaller country.
Well done in adding the onto smaller there. That was well
Thank
done.
You. Thank
that
you. Was,
yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm not dissing small countries. I don't think big countries are all that.
Last but not least, how many national parks can be found across Wales? You don't have to name them.
I won't.
Because you have absolutely no chance of doing that. But just a rough estimate, a rough guess of how many national parks you think can be found across Wales.
If there are 600 and whatever castles...
I'll be honest with you, there's less national parks than there are castles.
But then I'm going to go with something along the lines of 150.
Close. There are three. Snowdonia, where you will find Mount Snowdon.
Yeah, never going to live that down.
The Pembrokeshire coast and the Brecon Beacons, where you will find Welsh Mountain 2, Welsh Mountain 3, and so on and so forth.
How big are these parks?
Oh, fairly substantial. I mean, the Brecon Beacons and Snowdonia, basically Snowdonia cuts North Wales in half and Brecon Beacons cuts Mid Wales in half. So it's...
Yeah, I would think the coast also is huge.
Oh, it's quite big, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was smaller parks and a bunch of them, rather than three huge ones.
Yeah, these are national parks. These aren't, you know...
Still.
This isn't like something that Leslie Knope would be in charge of. This is, you know, big deals.
Okay, I think this game was very unfair to me, because the things I know about Wales are all politics related, and you've asked me two politics question, and only one of them was contemporary politics.
And you whiffed on one of them.
It wasn't contemporary.
Would you like some more questions?
No. I'm good.
Well, it sounds to me like you're not.
No, I'm fine. No more questions. I've embarrassed myself enough. People are never going to find me credible ever again. And we're going to lose all of our listenership. I would like to point out that Gareth specifically told me that I couldn't prepare for this. I was not allowed to study.
So, one more question.
Okay, this is like a bonus round.
Bonus round. Not about Welsh politics, because apparently you can't find any quizzes about Welsh politics on Google at all whatsoever.
I thought you made up those questions yourself.
I did, absolutely. I did not go to the very first link that if you Google Welsh pub quiz will come up with. The earliest evidence of humans living in Wales was found on the Gower coast and was a 30,000-year-old skeleton known as the Red Lady of Paviland. How did she get her nickname? The skeleton had red hair, it was wrapped in a red cloak, it was found buried in red clay, or... the bones were stained red.
D.
The bones were stained red.
Yeah.
Correct! Well done!
Yes! Yes! That one was worth more than all the other ones, so I win, right?
No, you failed miserably.
Damn it.
We have the results back for the...
Oh, God, no.
The team name as well?
Yes.
I can't remember. What was your team name again?
The Wollstonecrafts, even though it's just me.
Yeah, the Wollstonecrafts. Yeah, that was good, but it was beaten by University Challenged. So...
Ah! That is a dumb name!
Anyway, thank you for coming to the Davis Arms pub quiz. We hope you'd enjoyed yourselves this evening. Please remember that we're here every Sunday night from 7 p.m. And it's 50p. An entry, and half the money goes to the winning team, the rest of the money goes to a good cause. So, and please remember to get your drinks in, because we'll be closing shop in about 40 minutes.
And he literally means that, because he's going to go to bed in 40 minutes.
Yes, I am. Yeah, because I am exhausted after this.
This was not a lot. You just got the first link you saw and asked me a bunch of random questions that you knew I couldn't answer.
I mean, I didn't know you couldn't answer them. I didn't expect you to do as spectacularly badly as you did.
I said the name of the highest peak in Brazil a couple of weeks ago. What is it?
Anyway, we're all out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to Brazil Nuts. Please remember to rate and review us wherever you rate and review things. Where we at, yo?
At Brazil Nuts Pod.
And?
BrazilNutsPod.com.
Boom. Yes, we are. Be there. Or don't, but you should, because it's good. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Thank you to Larissa for not doing any research this week. And we hope to see you again real soon. Please take care of yourselves and each other. Stay safe. Good night. God bless.
Bye. Jalea wants to come in.
And what are we doing about that situation?
Well, hang on.
Brazil Nuts is an effort by Larissa Peixoto and Garrett Davis. We'd like to thank Oster Zielinski for our graphic design. We'd also like to thank the essential workers for keeping us safe. And you, our listeners, you are brilliant and beautiful. Like a Belgian beer. Smooth, powerful, brewed with coriander and orange peel. Thanks for listening.
GoFundMe like a... Crap. Crap. Okay.
I'm sorry, what just happened there?
I was adjusting my chair.
Okay. Alright then. And you felt the need to drop several profanities while you did so.
Crap is not a profanity.
This is why we're not allowed on radio stations. This is the exact reason.
So, this woman created a collective funding. Okay, fine.
I love how you tried to soldier on it. Like, yeah, fine.